All right, we return right now, and a complete change of pace here. Joining us, Autumn Carpentier, spelled C-A-R-P-E-N-T-I-E-R. She is the author of Walking on Water. It's published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Welcome to your book, undoubtedly an emotional experience.
Yes,
welcome,
very much.
Welcome to the show, undoubtedly the book. Was an emotional experience to write. Let me correct what I said.
Well, both would be correct. So, yes, very emotional to write.
Autumn, why did you write the book? And was this a form of catharsis to help others both? What precipitated this?
Well, it was a very long journey to write the book and a lot of experiences. And really what I wanted was to inspire others to remain strong during their difficult times and to give them hope and the will to just see it through, because I think a lot of times people do lose faith and hope, and it's very easy to do, you know, through difficult times.
Tell us what you went through. I mean, it's really quite profound and traumatic. What'd you go through?
Well, I start this story from when I was little, and I was separated from my family, and it goes through many difficult times from losing two brothers. One was murdered, and then I had cancer and divorce and custody battle with my children because of the divorce, and just numerous things that really did test my faith. And there were many times when I myself found myself on my knees thinking I couldn't get back up, and you know, it truly was an emotional and I guess a spiritual learning process and walk, and it's empowering when you've gone through something like that. And my hope is that anything I went through can help others get through it.
What was that watershed moment, that turning point, that event or events that turned your life around, and when was that?
Well, I would have to say, Steve, that there wasn't any really one profound moment. I think it was just the journey in itself, and the fact that I do realize that the only way I did survive the journey, for lack of a better phrase, is the fact that my faith did keep me lifted and was the foundation of just moving on every single day when I thought that I couldn't. Because during certain times, there were the emotions were so overcoming and so overpowering that I felt that I couldn't do it. And I look back now on everything that I've been through, and I have a lot of people that tell me how much I've helped them in their life just by giving words of wisdom, I guess. And I see where I'm at with my children and the life on the other side of all that. And it's wonderful to get to the other side, and not that everything in life is perfect ever. And not that there's not ever a moment where, you know, you can't just keep counting on that faith. But it is wonderful to be on the other side of heartache and disappointment, and knowing that you did get through that and you're a stronger and better person for it.
You have a website. What is your website?
It is www.autumncarpentier.com.
All right. People can go to the website. They can get a lot more than the short interview we're engaged here. What's the basic message or messages you'd like people to take away from reading this book?
Well, I think that I would like people to realize that, you know, you do have to live life with resolve, and that to know that whatever it is you're going through, it does pass. And it's all about, you know, you can't control what happens to your life, but you can control how you deal with it and what you do with it. And I think that anything in life, and a lot of times we get caught up in thinking everything is about us, and a lot of times it's about other people and how we can help them and the lessons we learn to help others move on as well. So there's just a domino effect of faith and hope and love and forgiveness. And I would have to say that it's important to do all those things for yourself as well as for other people.
Did you have a support system to work with you, to help you?
In writing the book,
organizations, your church?
No, actually, this is my first book.
To get through the tough times.
Oh, to get through the tough times.
Yeah.
Actually, there are many times when I did not have anyone, and that's why my faith and the Lord really did carry me through. And just, you know, there are a lot of people who do have people, and it still doesn't make it easier. But I have to say that through the times I went through difficult times, I didn't have anyone, and therefore I leaned even more so on God and His mercy and grace.
Well, are you planning to follow this up with another book? Obviously, this was satisfying for you, and using it as catharsis and helping others. Is there something else following?
Actually, I've started writing a couple things, and I have lots of poetry and stuff. I'm really praying on it right now because I'm not really sure in which direction or what kind of story. I don't know if I want it to be a follow-up of this one just yet, or if I want it to be something funny. You know, I think laughter is very important just as much as anything else. So, but there will be other things to follow for sure.
Was it traumatic when you wrote this book, reliving your experiences with their full emotional impact? Were there times where you just couldn't go on, or were you able to just kind of bulldoze through this?
Oh, no, I did not bulldoze through. It took me 7 years to write it, and the last two of which were probably the hardest because I really was very diligent in just working on the book. And there were times when I can't even begin to tell you reliving it, and that's exactly right. You have to relive everything you write about, and there were times when I did have to get up and walk away. With that being said, the book has some funny parts in it, too, and one minute I'd be crying, reliving and thinking, and the next moment I'd be laughing, and you know, my husband would sit there watching me and kind of go, "What is wrong with this girl?" Because it has a little bit of everything, but you have to get to the funny part. I've had people say it's a really sad book, and it is sad. It's a hard book to read, I think, especially when you first start reading it. But I think it's a story worth sharing, and hopefully it will provide others with, you know, the hope that I found.
Unfortunately, there are so many stories out there where people just can't rebound. They sink into an abyss and they never really recover.
Yes.
Did you have any of those moments where you just felt that was it?
Yes, and I do share that story in my book. And it, of all the things I ever went through, I think the worst time was whenever I was going through the custody battle with my son and the things he was going through. It wasn't just dealing with my emotions. It was his. And you have to read the story to really appreciate it. There was nothing, no animosity, or there was, you know, the love for my son and myself, it's very strong. But at the time, it was just the circumstances and some things that were going on. And I felt pretty much betrayed at the way things happened. And it was a very, very difficult moment where I literally fell to my knees and thought, you know what, there was no way I could do it alone. There was just no way after everything I'd been through. And I had no one to talk to. No one to help me through because I'm a very private person. Writing this book has really been hard for me because I'm a very, very private person and I don't share that much with people. And I had a friend last night that said, you know, I thought I knew you better. And I was kind of like, well, what does that mean exactly? And she said, well, you know, what kind of friend was I that I wasn't there for you when I was going through everything? You were going through things. And, you know, that just goes back to show that a lot of times I think helping her get through her stuff helped me get through mine, whether she knew about him or not. But it's a very personal story for me, and it was painful and hard to share. But I shared it because I did want to help other people get through that point where they're down on their knees and they feel they can't get back up.
Got about a minute and a half. What kind of feedback have you gotten on the book?
Well, you know, from people that I know that have read it, you know, they all just they love it. Of course, you know, friends are going to say that, I guess. But you know, I asked for their honest opinion, and it's been wonderful. I had my sister-in-law was like, oh, it's amazing, and then the next minute she couldn't, you know, finish it right away and had to pick it back up. But as far as the public, I really haven't had that much. I did get something written on the Katy News right outside of Houston, and that was a nice thing to have. But I've, as far as the public, I haven't really had that much of a feedback yet. So I'm hoping, you know, eventually the book will get out there. I know it takes time, and I understand there's a gazillion books and gazillion stories out there. This one just happens to be mine, and I just hope it touches someone in some way, even if it's just one or two people.
Quick closing comment, two, real quick.
Well, I just hope that people that are going through a difficult time and they read this book can get some insight and can help them sustain to get through the journey and know that at the end of it, you know, that it does pass and the other side of that is going to be much better. And I hope that this book helps them do that.
All right. Thanks for sharing your story. Autumn Carpentier, the name of the book, Walking on Water, published by Author House. It's been a pleasure. Good luck. Continued good luck.
Thank you, Sue, so much.
All right. We'll be back to wrap things up.